Welcome to the Art of Brilliance podcast. It's season 7, or it might even be season 8. I mean, who knows, and who cares? We stopped counting ages ago. This season, it's something fresh and uplifting, crammed into 5 minutes a week, every week for 52 weeks. Now, if you're thinking 5 minutes is easy, think again. Just imagine if my teacher could tell me the key messages in just 5 minutes, instead of talking all day long. Whoops, if you're listening, I love you, Miss Davis. That would leave me loads of extra time doing whatever I want. Anyway, that's me done, otherwise my intro will be longer than the actual podcast. The clock's ticking, 5 minutes and counting. Enjoy!
I'm JP, and I'm one of the team here at the Art of Brilliance, and I just wanted to take 5 minutes of your day to talk about the power of our beliefs. Now, in my work as a performance coach, I have the pleasure of working with people from all sorts of walks of life, including that from elite sport. And you might not believe this, but there's a consistency with everyone in that what we believe about ourselves. People come to me with those limiting beliefs. They come and say things like, oh, I'm useless or talentless. I have no confidence is a real one I hear a lot. But what probably sets those of the elite level apart is that they have the power of immense self-belief, not all the time. And that what kind of forms the work that we do together. And I love it because I have a deeply held belief in the possibility of people. And I work with them to unlock the potential that lies within each and every one of us. I have a very simple philosophy to life. And that is, you are all incredible people capable of incredible things. But there's one thing that consistently gets in your way. And that's you. Now, if I offered you a way of raising or creating high self-esteem or creating high self-belief, which one would you choose? Now, I'm hoping you'd choose self-belief, because if we only work on raising our self-esteem or people's self-esteem, I think we're in danger of raising and creating a nation of narcissists. But I think if we can work on that self-belief, what we believe about ourselves, I think that unlocks the potential that lies in all of us. But beliefs are extraordinary things, aren't they? Beliefs are what guide our lives. We either get enhanced by them or we get shattered by them. People who have enhanced self-beliefs have a wonderful imagination and they can create images in their minds about what they're creating. But those of us kind of who have images of maybe, or we have fear, worry and anxiety or stress, those images and that movie we might play in our minds is probably a disaster movie, and that guides everything. But the thing about our beliefs is they're based on very flimsy evidence. Just think for a second about where you get your beliefs from. It may have come from a throwaway comment when you were, I don't know, 8 or 9, that you just took hold of and accepted it. Somebody might have said to you, oh, you're clumsy. And you thought, oh, yeah, okay, I am. You're right, I am clumsy. And that's something you've kind of accepted and kept hold of it. But our beliefs are guesses. They're our best guesses, and we act on them as if they're true, but very often they're not. Many people say to me, I always do this, or I always do that. Now, what does that do to the imagery in your mind? Well, that creates the imagery of disaster if we believe that, and it becomes our expectations, and we either live up to them or down to those expectations. Our beliefs decide the kind of life that we're going to have. Now, I love a good quote. There's plenty of them around me now, but my favourite one of all time is the one by Henry Ford, who said, if you believe you can or believe you can't, you're right. So come on, JP, how do we change this narrative, this belief we have that we're clearly not helping us and is getting in our way? Well, there's a simple technique that is as simple as A, B, C, D, E. It's a powerful tool for identifying and overcoming our own limiting beliefs. Now, the A stands for adversity, the triggering event that activates our beliefs. Just think back for a second about those events which might have been the start of this story you tell yourself about yourself. The B is simply the belief, the thought or interpretation you have about that adverse triggering event. The C represents consequences, the emotional and behavioural outcomes that come from that belief. Now, D, this is the interesting part, D is for disruption. Now, we need to disrupt this, dispute it. And this is where your work kicks in. There will be evidence in your life that proves this belief is simply not true. Your work is to go back, think about it, and find it. Find those facts. Emotions, that emotional belief, are not facts. We need to find the facts that prove it's not true. And finally, E stands for an effective new philosophy, by replacing limiting beliefs with empowering new ones. I think by challenging our beliefs and reframing our perspective on them, we can break free from our limiting beliefs and create new ones that support you being who you really are and unlock the journey to what's possible.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Brilliance podcast. If you've enjoyed it, please tell the world. If you've hated it, I'm ever so sorry, and I hope your day improves. If you're interested in happiness and well-being, please check out our website, artofbrilliance.co.uk, where you'll find details of talks and workshops that we offer, and you can browse our little shop of happiness for books, posters, and even t-shirts. Until next time, bye!